Thank you, Mr. Weldon. I appreciate that. It's always a pleasure to be able to give a report to the board during each of its board meetings. As many of you know, my mother passed away July 6th after an extremely difficult and painful struggle with cancer. I am aware most of you know because the number of cards and prayers that came my way during the days before and after her death. In times of grief, the caring of others brings a sliver of happiness, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart for your thoughtfulness. I was my mother's primary caregiver for 6 years of increasing responsibility and need, watching a strong, intelligent woman who taught me so much, wither to 75 pounds, struggling with every breath, left me bereft. But I can hear my mother saying, "The only cure for grief is action." So I started painting walls and cleaning closets and working really long hours to keep my grief at bay, but I also started thinking. My mother's death put me in my current state of mind, a state where I am reordering my priorities and asking important personal questions. Perhaps you've had a similar experience in your life where the experience made you consider your direction and your goals. I've been asking myself questions like, how did I get here? And why am I here? Research shows that in corporate America, worker priorities look something like this, in order of importance, starting with the most important: to be paid, to be treated with respect, to set annual goals, to make a significant contribution to the bottom line of an organization, and to secure a year-end bonus. But the research also says the list is not the same for nonprofit workers. Here's what nonprofit workers care about: to be given the opportunity to have a voice, to make a significant contribution to a cause that is deeply and personally meaningful to them, to be treated as a three-dimensional person and not just a worker, to work with their boss to set goals and expectations so success is clear, and finally, to get paid. I'm not sure what most producers who pay the check off, and a very few who occasionally make critical comments about staff, realize the level of passion and empathy that your staff members have for your industry and for your beef checkoff program. Your staff doesn't go home at the end of each day and forget what they're doing at work. It stays with us. It goes with us because we care. It's a very important part of why we are here. Your checkoff staff, both at the beef board and those who work for various contracting organizations, are on the front line for you every day. We take hits on your behalf from factions, including anti-meat organizations and individuals, to disgruntled producers in the country, to battling political organizations whose issues have no connection to the work on checkoff programs. The attacks sometimes get personal, but we work through it and we put out those fires because we believe in what you do every day and we want you to keep doing it. I guarantee that if your conception of our staff looks like one of those in the corporate priorities list I mentioned a minute ago, then I would say, convivially, that you may need to get to know your staff motivation better and our level of experience. Perhaps you didn't know that your CBB staff has 66 years of professional experience in the finance and audit area, 50 years of professional experience in agriculture, 85 years of professional experience in communication. In fact, your CBB staff, with just 10 folks, has 112 years of experience working directly for the beef checkoff. We're not that old, but we do have a lot of experience. Or as Lynn said, "I have some extra walkers at home. Would you like me to bring them in?" We are here because we are a dedicated group of professionals who strongly support your goals and your mission. So I'm going to ask you, like I've been busy asking myself, why are you here? Each of you could be somewhere else today. You could choose to serve another organization with a different mission. You could choose to engage in legislative advocacy for a chosen trade association or on a school board or on your church council. But this week, anyway, you've chosen to put those things aside and lead CBB in a singular and direct focus on consumer-facing promotion. Why? I believe that some of you are here for the same reasons as your staff, to fulfill CBB's mission of expanding consumer demand for beef and strengthening beef's marketplace, ultimately toward improving profitability of the people who invest in this program. I know some of you are here to have a voice in moving your product to consumers, a voice in your future, to make a significant contribution to a cause that is perfect, that is personally meaningful to you, marketing and promoting your product in the consumer arena, to maintain beef demand. But honestly, and lately, I must tell you, I've come to wonder if some folks have other reasons. I'm wondering, after hearing some things like this in public, we need to teach somebody a lesson. We've really struck out as the beef board. The checkoff is corrupt. Now, do I believe that debate and difference are at the core of significant and meaningful change? Absolutely. I believe that wholeheartedly. But there's a big difference between debate and public rebuke. One moves the industry forward and the other breeds disunion. Not everyone is going to agree. The discussion is good, but only if we proceed in ordered and amiable manners, both inside and outside this meeting room. Clearly, I can't read minds. I can't divine true motivation or anyone's heartfelt dedication to the overall mission that is your beef checkoff, but frankly, I also cannot imagine why members of our board would persistently and publicly question the morals, the integrity, and the dedication of your fellow board members, your staff, or your contractors, which effectively destabilizes the continued success of the checkoff program, a success that you are here to support. So I'm asking you again that some of you take time for introspection and think about this question: why are you here? In any successful organization, leadership takes responsibility for the organization, the future of that organization, very seriously. I trust that each one of you, after accepting an appointment and an oath to the CBB, made a personal commitment to support CBB and generate positive and forward-thinking energy to the success of both the board and the checkoff. Sometimes we lose focus, especially when things get emotionally charged and we need to step back and accord ourselves a personal breather. While you're thinking about purpose, I'd like to give you the top reasons I am here, since I've been thinking about it in 2013. This is my own personal kind of way cool list for CBB. First and foremost, I am proud of our ability as a checkoff team together to maintain beef demand, even through the highest retail beef prices in history. This is an enormous win for the checkoff. I'm proud of a demonstrably strong program of safeguards for investments, verified by a clean OIG audit, a preliminarily clean AMS management review, which provide data evidence for CBB's policies and procedures, and our complete dedication to our responsibility for your investments. I'm proud of CBB's collections compliance team, because this year they've concepted and executed a new and creative way to assess collections based on and modeled after professional audit standards for risk. I'm proud of the planning and evaluation teams at the CBB and the Federation, working through the countless behind-the-scenes details to realize producer leadership's dream of a new committee structure, focused entirely on the consumer, and the strategic checkoff directions focused on long-term goals. During this time, the CBB evaluation team also managed the beef determinant study. I'm proud of our communications team, which for the last 6 months have spent hundreds, literally hundreds, of hours responding to questions about CBB's operations and work. And these responses have been above and beyond their normal mission of telling the good news about the checkoff. All this is achieved with hard behind-the-scenes work of a single operations and office manager and one half-time administrative support person, Our entire staff shares one half-time administrative support person. In fact, over the last 6 months, your staff has literally spent hundreds of hours on audits and extra projects, questions, and challenges, while still pursuing the significant goals I've just mentioned above in our functional areas, both high-profile and low-profile areas. That stuff you hear about in the media and that stuff you don't. If you're truly passionate about your checkoff and moving the industry forward, you know that this list goes on. And that's what I'd love to hear you sharing out in the country. Of course, I'm not suggesting that you'll always agree on how to invest your checkoff dollars, but I am suggesting in these meetings like we're having this week here today, we can discuss and solve our differences here rather than in the pages of publications that can't possibly print all the factors necessary for your good decision-making. Let's focus on the issues at hand rather than where to point the finger. William Arthur Ward said it's wise to direct your anger toward problems, not people, and to focus your energies on answers. As an appointed CBB member, you have the responsibility to do these things. Conduct the business affairs of the board in good faith and with honesty, integrity, diligence, and competence. You have the responsibility to act in the best interest of the board at all times and act as an advocate for policies and decisions passed by the board, in the public, in the media, and wherever you are directly identified as a CBB board member. You have the responsibility not to disclose confidential information you're given as a member of the board, particularly to the media. And you have the responsibility not to give preferential treatment to any organization or individual while you're performing your duties. But this is stuff you already know. Not only are these things that every board member asks of its members, every board asks these in a part of official duties, but these things are part of our conflict of interest and ethics statement that each board member signs. It's always good to have a reminder, I think. I would share with you some other advice my mother gave me. When I made a mistake, or when something was out of my control and disappointed me, my mother would remind me not to let the disappointment become my focus, not to let that thing take over all the other things, or as Stephen Covey said, the main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing. Sitting here today, if you're thinking about a disappointment of an outcome by a decision made by you or someone else, don't let that focus override your focus on the positive things or on the larger strategic picture. Indeed, she told me if you've become preoccupied with a negative thing, take a few silent moments and think about your personal top 10 way cool list, like mine. I would invite you to take a look at the people beside you, around you, and across the room from you. They have each taken an oath to serve this board just as you have. They are your partners in this mission. Remember that your words and your attitude set the tone for the work we get done here. Those partners are your unity. Unity is strength. You're all in this together. And when there's teamwork and collaboration, you can achieve brilliant things. In fact, Bear Grylls from Man v. Wild, who works with his team in some of the most inhospitable jungles, mountains, and deserts of the world, says about teamwork, if you don't look after yourselves and each other, people die. If we aren't able to look after ourselves and the others in this room, this checkoff program dies. When you lose someone you love deeply, it gives you a rare opportunity to rethink, rededicate yourselves to the things that are most important in your life. I know my mother would be honored to have every one of you join me in rededicating yourselves to family, community, the positive future of beef promotion, research, and education through what I know to be the best self-help tool producers have, and that is your beef checkoff program. Thank you for your time.